Welcome back to Sports Day. Thanks to Repco Authorised Service for expert car service. You book online at repcoservice.com, and it's fantastic to have Aaron Zalewski back in town. We've been able to track him down. He's down, I believe, in Margaret River enjoying some relaxation time, which would be nice. So, Aaron, I'm sure on the back of a very, very successful Birmingham Commonwealth Games. Welcome to Sports Day, mate. How are you going?
Thanks, Simps. Yeah, going really good, and much needed R&R down home in Margaret River after pretty hectic tournament and then a few hectic days afterwards as well.
Aaron, how do you look back on the Comm Games? Almost a faultless performance by your team through the tournament. It must have been so satisfying to get the result the way you did.
Yeah, I look back on it pretty fondly right now. I think the way that the boys were able to finish the tournament winning 7-0 was, it was really special, and I guess we could probably enjoy that game. We had a few challenges, though, and just acknowledge that, like, tournaments aren't easy to win as much as 7-0 makes it look like they are. But, I mean, England really challenged us in the semi, and I think South Africa kind of stifled our flow a bit in their round games. And you're always battling with, you know, personnel and form and, good team harmony. So there were some challenges throughout there, and very proud that we were able to kind of show some resilience, get over those humps and come away with a great win on finals day.
And so you've achieved everything in the sport at the moment when it comes to at the top level. What's the next challenge for the Kookaburras now?
I think probably one of the biggest challenges for us is just staying and competing really well. I mean, you want to sustain success as a team. So we have won a few tournaments, but the majors are the bucket list item that we have to tick. I mean, this group hasn't won a World Cup yet or an Olympic Games, as though we went very close in Tokyo, but there's still a couple of things we need to tick off that list and just continue to keep improving, keep growing, keep building our depth as a squad, and hopefully that'll help us on our quest.
How much time down do you have in terms of giving yourself a breather? Because hockey's a demanding sport. You train awfully hard. What is the off period for someone like yourself, Aaron?
Yeah, it's pretty individually focused. I'm obviously back here in Australia. Some guys have gone off to play professionally in Europe. Other guys have on holidays in Europe and getting to lap up that European sun. But I'm just back here in Perth, so I'll probably have a couple of weeks off. I know my club team, Older Quinians, are in the finals race here, so I'm pretty keen to jump on board and help them out because they were great supporters of me early in my career. And then we've got the national titles coming up, the Hockey One League. So, I mean, it's not much break. I'll have a couple of weeks, and then I probably won't have as a heavy as load as I usually would leading into something like the Comm Games, but I'll have, two or three sessions a week, which is more than manageable for us, considering we usually train about seven times a week.
Just back to the opportunity to go and earn some good dollars, I believe, over there in Belgium and Holland. Was that something that you ever thought about doing, or was it always your intention to head back home?
Yeah, it's always on my radar. I think if you ever have an opportunity to go and play hockey overseas and experience some different cultures and earn some money, I think it's a great experience. I did it after the Olympics in 2016, and I signed again in 2020. So I have done it before and loved it. Had a great time. At the moment, I'm tied up. I've got just started a new job at the start of the year, and my wife's here back in Perth, started her own business. So things are busy on the home front. So we're just here consolidating before maybe that opportunity comes up again in a few years' time.
All right. Now, no pressure, but Australia have now won all seven gold medals in men's hockey since the sport was introduced to the Commonwealth Games back in 1998. We return to Australia next in Victoria, mate. I'm sure that you'll be trying to hang around and have another swing then, won't you, or not?
I'd like to say yes, but I guess we'll have to see what happens. And it's a grave responsibility now that we've won seven in a row.
Yeah, well, that's right. But, I mean, records are made to be broken. But I think that whilst you are establishing a legend, then there's no reason why you wouldn't want to have the desire to continue on. And I know from speaking to your coach throughout the tournament, Colin Batch, he was very high in praise for you, particularly when you put a couple in the back of the net.
Yeah, I think it's always nice to get forward. I play a bit of a defensive holding role, and whenever I can sneak forward and someone can maybe hold my position for me, I'll take full advantage of that and get forward. But yeah, I'll take things as they come. We've got such a busy calendar and busy schedule, but really enjoying being back on tour and travelling and playing and competing again, because we missed that so much, and that was a real challenge of, you know, the period that we had in Australia for the last couple of years, just not having that competition. So yeah, fully excited for the next kind of 6 to 12 months with the World Cup and Pro League coming up and all sorts of events on the calendar for the hockey boys.
No question about that. Some of your elder statesmen, any word as to whether they are going to push through until, well, at least Paris you'd expect, and then potentially Victoria for the Com Games, but is it going to be touch and go for one or two players?
I think most of the boys have made a fair commitment to hang around until Paris at least. I know Eddie, the four-time Commonwealth Games and four-time Olympian, is pushing 35 now, but I think he's still got, you know, a bit of run in his legs. And who else we got? Charter, who's in goals, shouldn't be a problem. And Weddy's still a spring chicken. You would expect him to only be about 25 and he tells you he's 31. So there is a few older guys getting around, but I think the youthfulness of the team keeps us on our toes enough to keep pushing through for another few years.
And Colin Batch just seems like one of those coaches that, unassuming, obviously he's got a competitive streak in him that is required at this level, but he's someone that you'd be more than happy to see you through until, well, at least the Olympics and then beyond.
Yeah, he's a pretty good operator, Colin, and we've had the pleasure of working under him for the best part of 6 years now, and he certainly has a steely determination when you get to know him, and gets, you know, the best out of the boys and keeps challenging us to improve and get better and challenge each other. And yeah, he's a good operator, and so is the other staff. We've got, you know, a great bunch of staff there under him that need to also do a great job and really push the boundaries of, you know, what we can do.
So from here, you then head next where? When do you actually return back to training?
Well, we probably won't return to training as a group until September. Well, the guys that are here in Perth, some guys might head home for a break, and then we don't really prepare internationally until the 30th of October. So quite a break away from the national program, and then we'll start getting ready for World Cup pretty much from then on. So that's our block of three and a half months as we lead into kind of what is, you know, one of the biggest tournaments on the hockey calendar. Only happens every 4 years.
Beautiful, mate. Well, thank you very much for sharing a few minutes with us tonight here on Sports Day. Take care and all the best for the future.
Thanks, gents. Thanks for the chat. Appreciate it.
Aaron Zalewski, of course, joining us there. Looking forward to seeing how that continues. So just updating some other sport. If you haven't heard the news, Zane Cordy's charge was thrown out at the tribunal tonight. No surprise there.
Was it a charge or was it just referred to by
no
the
charge.
Metro View officer
it
to say?
It was sent there for determination. So yeah, there was no charge.
That's a very bizarre set of circumstances.
It is. But anyway, we did speak about that off the top of the show, so if you haven't joined in, Shane Edwards also has retired today. Robbie Gray's retired today. A couple of greats of the game. Shane Edwards, too, was listed or is listed on the injury list, as you would have heard in the first hour if you were with us, for the Richmond Footy Club. So there's no guarantee he plays this weekend, but Robbie Gray will play his 271st and last game. And Ian Chappell, after 45 years commentating behind the microphone at 78 years of age, has decided to play the pin. As we clear a commitment, come back. On the other side, we'll have a chat to Craig Gabriel, the Nine Radio tennis correspondent. There's plenty happening in the world of tennis. Serena Williams to play tonight as well. We'll have a chat about her and the rest of the stories bubbling around next here on Sports Day.